Trumas, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Gedulei Truma, Truma. That which grows from Truma has a din of Truma. So this is Din Derabbanan, the Rav says this clearly, and it's a takana that they didn't want that the Kohanim should have Truma Temeya that would be by them, where they would wait to plant it and keep it around, because what may happen, even though they're allowed to light with Truma Temeya, they were afraid that they may end up eating it. V'gidulei gidulin chulin. However, if they planted the truma and something grew from that, and then they took what grew from that and planted that and something grew from that, that is a din of chulin. They didn't go that far. So that's only when one plants truma, truma vadai. Aval hatevel umaiserishin usvichei shviyis utrumas chutz la'aretz v'hameduma v'abikurim gidulein chulin. But if one plants tevel, which as we know, where trumas and maises weren't taken off, or Maiserishin, or Svichei Shvius. Now, the Taisus Yontif says that the Maiserishin, he brings the Rash, that Trumas Maiser was not taken off of that. But the Rav says, yet, most of the thing that you're planting it, most of it is Chulin, because most of it is Maiser. And by Svichei Shvius, the growth of Shvius, the Rav says they're not so common, because obviously it's only Noheg during the Shemitah year. And Trumas Chutzlar, as we know, is Dinder Abonin, also not so common, only in certain places. Va'meduma, as we know from previous Mishnayos, that when one plants meduma, that which grows from it is mutter. And the Rav says, why? Because it's also, most of it is chulin, just like Meiser Rishon, because the Trumas Meiser is a minority. So to hear the Truma that's in meduma, that was mixed up into regular chulin, the Truma is also the minority. Vahabi kurim, because that's also not so common. It's only knowing by the seven minim, by the shivas aminim. Gidulei and chulin. So all these cases, they weren't so machmir. Remember, this is only a chumra. The chumra is that which grows from it is treated like truma. There was no chumra by all these things, and what grew from it is chulin. Mishnah continues, gidulei hektesh umayser sheni chulin ufoida oisam bizman zarum. If one took hektesh or umayser sheni and planted it into the ground, so the Rav paints an example of, let's say, he took one saw, planted it in the ground, and out of that came many saws, all of its chulin. Even on something we're going to see in the future Mishnayos, a dover she'ein zaro kala, which is something where the seed doesn't disintegrate, like the example used, for example, would be, let's say, an onion, that usually were more machmer, but over here, by gedulei hektish and ma'aser sheni, were not machmer, upoida oisam bizman zarum. And all you would need to do is to redeem, because these types of things need to be redeemed, ma'aser sheni and hektish have to be redeemed. So you would just be poida the value, like the Tiferes Yisrael explains, the value of only the saw that you planted, but that would matter the whole field. Because really, me'ikar din, the whole field is really mutter. The saw that you planted, that's the main object. And you would just need to redeem that saw that you planted.